You've come to this conference for a special reason. For many of you, you've come to this conference because it's being held. I see these conferences as a form of continuing education and training for you. I do not take these times lightly. For you see, in these conferences, I move through the word that is delivered to you. I do not find this in every conference or revival or seminar or other gatherings that are held under the name of my son. But I see these conferences as times of intense training, not simply refresher courses, but opportunities to take you deeper into what you need to understand. For there are many things that you already know, but you need the eyes of your understanding enlightened. And so therefore, I take what you've heard in the past, I add to it during conferences like this, but then I work to give you a greater understanding. For you see, the more that you understand is the more that you're able to do and to operate by in my kingdom. I see in you the potential of my son, Jesus Christ. You will never be another Christ, but you can live as Jesus in this world. I see every one of my children as having that potential. Religion discredits this, but my word does not. Religion has filtered so much truth away from your heart by misinterpreting what has been written in my word. But at times like this, I am able to work through what is being taught to give you a greater understanding of who you really are in me and what you can do. You see so many limitations in your life, but I see beyond the limitations you have imposed upon yourself. What I see is the potential of my life in you. What I see is the potential of the Holy Spirit in you. Remember, you have already learned this week that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your minds cannot comprehend how the Holy Spirit can dwell within each of you at the same time. But you need to understand that is the truth from my word. Those of you who have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit have not received some sort of mystical, strange, incredible something that has invaded your life. You have received the indwelling of the third person of the Godhead. I live in you by the Holy Spirit. This is why you can do the works of my son. Religion has imposed great limitations upon you. Even churches that believe in the moving of my Holy Spirit and the manifestation of gifts and the fullness of my power. So many of those churches have imposed limitations by telling you that there are certain things you must do before you're qualified. But I say unto you, you are qualified because you are my child and you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are qualified. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? This is why I have said that you are to go into all the world. This does not mean that every one of you are called to leave your home and go to other places. It means You are to go where I send you. And for some of you, you are living in the place where I have sent you. Live as my son Jesus, and you will see the works done. Do not discredit what you have received from me. You have learned much this week, and there is more that you will learn. And I say unto you, take to heart these things that you have heard. Apply them to your life. And during your times of prayer, seek to receive your vision of you realigned so that it is my vision of you. Start seeing yourself as my representative the same way that Jesus saw himself as my representative. The moment you got born again is the moment that you became my ambassadors, living within my kingdom, but operating within this natural world. Believe me when I tell you, I do not see the same hindrances and restrictions many of you see. What I see is me living in you to do my works in the world. Get a hold of that vision. Let it become alive in you, and your life will change forever.